Why can't some of the people who seem to bring the most joy into this world find it for themselves? The death of Robin Williams by his own hand in his own home, possibly after he learned he was in the early stages of Parkinson's, caused a lot of people to ask that question this week. President Obama said he arrived in our lives as an alien, which struck off Robin Williams' first star turn as Mork from the planet Ork. But it also reminds us how Robin Williams could see the world from the outside, as some extraordinary talents do. That might make you funny and insightful, but also maybe always a little uncomfortable in this world. Brian Levant, the film director, was a young story editor working on Mork at ground zero when Robin's career exploded, he told us this week. Everyone was stunned by the energy, the creativity. But he also remembers how Robin Williams flagrantly fueled himself with drugs. Every time he'd sneeze, he'd say, "There goes $100. You'd never know it on show night, though. An audience was really his drug of choice, and he'd dazzle them. John Lithgow, who co-starred with Robin Williams in The World According to Garp and calls him a dear man and lovely to work with, says he was reserved in private conversation, but if another person walked up, he quickly switched gears. It took only two people to make up an audience, and he instantly became a frenetic entertainer. It was as if he'd been liberated from the heavy burden of being himself. At first, everybody ate up Robin's dazzling patter, John Lithgow told us. But as the days passed, many began to steer clear of him. They just couldn't laugh anymore. Amazingly, this brilliantly funny man, this true genius, began to seem a solitary and melancholy figure. Almost twice as many people die by suicide than homicide in the United States. I don't know what might help lift depression, but I think we've learned that drugs and drinking only make it worse. It's wrong and even dangerous to romanticize depression or see it as some kind of elixir for creativity. Depression doesn't make you more sensitive or clever, but it may make you doubt yourself, be suspicious of love, and deaf to laughter. Brian Levant told us, "So much has been said the past couple of days about the laughter he created, but no one I have ever known ever roared with such delight, ferocity, or frequency as Robin. Lately, I've wondered how that magnificent sense of humor could have eroded. It reminds us, dying is easy. Comedy is hard."
I'm in the mood to help you, dude. You ain't never had a friend like me. No, my. No, no. Their little hat. Can your friends go poo? Hey, look at here. Can your friends go abracadabra? Let it rip! And then make the sucker disappear. So don't you sit there, smack your buggy eyed. I'm here to answer all your big ass prayers. You got me bona fide, certified. You got a genie for a charge to pay.